702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's go to Parliament now because we are picking up again today on the impeachment inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. The Zambian public protector under cross-examination today. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN's parliamentary reporter, watching that one. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. The Zambian public protector, Caroline Zulu-Sokoni, under cross-examination. What has she been saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, Darlene Popo was very clear to tell evidence leader Nazreen Bauer that she wasn't allowed to cross-examine the Zambian public protector. She could ask her questions. So that is where we've taken a little bit of an early break because of technical issues. But Darlene Popo was again first up today to complete his questioning of this witness, and largely what they were dealing with, again, Mandy, was going through these international principles and standards and really focusing on whether or not it was fair for the judiciary to slap personal cost orders on a public protector, and whether the legislature could use adverse court judgments against her as a matter, as a means to punish her, if you will, or to discipline her. The Zambian public protector said in her view, Busisiwe Mkhwebane has not committed any misconduct as a person and really so-called mistakes, if we can call it that, in investigations shouldn't be used to punish her personally. So those are really the views expressed by the Zambian public protector. And as I said a short while ago, Nazreen Bauer, the evidence leader for the committee, was allowed to start her questioning.
And what kind of experience is she likely to have with Nazreen Bauer cross-examining her? What are the expectations from the line of questioning?
Well, I think Darlene Popo has probably laid it right out there for Nazreen Bauer. And it's this whole thing, Mandy, about who is really an expert. You will recall that Darlene Popo really took issue with Hassan Ibrahim, the first witness in this inquiry, being an expert. And so Nazreen Bauer is asking Ms. Zulu-Sokoni in what she believes she's an expert in. And Zulu-Sokoni saying, well, as an ombudsperson for 18 years, she believes that she is an expert in ombudship. But Nazreen Bauer then asked her about whether she could consider herself an expert about impeachment proceedings. You will remember that was a question put to Hassan Ibrahim where he said there had been no precedent set. And again, this public protector saying, well, she was unaware because there have been, as far as she's aware, no such kind of proceedings to remove a public protector from office in this manner that we see here in South Africa. So really, Nazreen Bauer's point is, who is an expert or not, if that's what this inquiry is coming down to, as to who may offer opinions about this kind of situation we find ourselves in.
Lindsay, thank you for that update. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN's parliamentary reporter, giving us an update there. The Zambian public protector currently giving evidence in the impeachment inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office.